Hey, it's Sarah.
Hey, it's Savannah.
Hey, it's Havana.
And Lauren.
And Zeta.
And we're HSSLZ. And today we're going to be talking about anterograde amnesia. Today, our podcast is about Michelle Philpotts, who has anterograde amnesia. And that means she has memory loss, and then she got in two serious accidents, which caused the memory loss. And one was on a motorcycle in 1985, and the other one was a car crash in 1990. Both accidents resulted in head injuries, and the combined brain damage caused her to begin having seizures. And she was later diagnosed with epilepsy. Surgery was performed to repair some of the damaged tissue and to stop the seizures. By 1994, her condition had escalated to anterograde amnesia, and Philpotts became unable to form new memories. Every night she goes to sleep, she forgets everything that happened that day. In the morning, she wakes up thinking it's still 1994. Even though she met her husband before 94, they didn't get married until 1997. To remind her of the vows they took, he shows her the photographs of their wedding every morning.
With her anterograde amnesia, she never gets tired of anything.
So that means whenever she sees a TV show, she never gets tired of it, or a book. She just always is surprised and everything like that.
Her husband uses hundreds of post-it notes and logs around the house so she can be reminded of things every day. She doesn't remember people often. She forgets them every 24 hours unless she writes them down.
Unless it's people who she's already met before the two crashes she had.
She has to use a GPS all the time or else she'll get lost.
This even happens in her hometown where she can't get around. She just has to use her GPS, even if it's just a half a mile from her house.
Also, when she leaves her house, she can forget where she's going. Benefits include that she's never tired of anything and falls in love with her husband every single day over and over again.
Aww.
She's also confused on current shows.
Like, she has this one show she was very interested in, and then next thing you know, she gets told that she's not living in 1994, and that she's seeing all these new shows, and she gets really confused on which part she's at.
By 1993, she was absent-minded.
And she was told to, like, for example, she was told to go home from her work, which was a solicitor's firm, at which she spent, like, all day photocopying the same document over and over again.
She had dead and damaged brain cells that were removed during a major operation at London's QE2 hospital in 2005 to prevent seizures.
And then she, like, her short and long-term memory loss, they will, like, not return because it's, like, lost, so.
She once quoted that sometimes my house becomes my prison and I find it very depressing.
Ian, her husband, said that patience is key, and that also writing things down helps her and him, you know, stay together.
They met before the accident, so she remembers him, but they got married after the accident, so she has to be reminded that they're married every single day.
And now she has, like, rehabilitation specialists that are helping her cope with her condition.
She even helps other disabled people in her town as a three-day-a-week volunteer.
Anterograde amnesia is the loss of ability to create new memories after the event that caused amnesia. This causes partial or complete inability to recall the recent past, while long-term memories from before the event remain intact. There is no real treatment, but the only effective treatment is to use a person's other memory capabilities.
Amnesia is sometimes confused with dementia. Anterograde amnesia deals more specifically with remembering new information. You may already have difficulty with long-term memories at this point. Symptoms of anterograde amnesia primarily affect short-term memory processing. This can cause confusion and frustration. For example, someone with this might forget someone they recently met, a new phone number, a recent meal, the names of famous people, or newly made changes to routine, such as school and job changes. Such symptoms differ from those of retrograde amnesia, which may include forgetting information you already knew before amnesia.
Overall, Amnesia is caused by damage to your brain. This affects memory-making parts of your brains, such as the thalamus. Anterograde amnesia tends to occur after you start experiencing some symptoms of the disease, such as short-term memory loss. It's caused by certain damages to your brain that lead to differences in the way you retain new information. An MRI test or a CT scan can help your doctor diagnose physical causes of anterograde amnesia. This can help them look for changes or damages to the brain. And then some of the risk factors, like let's say your risk for developing any form of amnesia may increase if you had one or more of the following: stroke, seizures, brain injury, brain tumors, car accidents, sports-related injuries, etc. Mild brain injuries may lead to short-term memory loss, and your symptoms may improve as your brain heals. Moderate to severe injuries can lead to permanent amnesia.
Regarding her amnesia, the 2004 film 50 First Dates was inspired by her retrograde amnesia. This movie is about a woman who has retrograde amnesia, who forgets everything that happens every 24 hours and meets a guy who she falls in love with every single day, and eventually they get married. Michelle's case is a little bit more severe than the movie because she wakes up every day thinking she's still 23 years old when she's actually 53. Whereas in the movie, the character forgets everything every night she goes to sleep. Sometimes for Michelle, she can forget things within minutes. For example, she could meet someone and then forget who she's talking to and why. Michelle's husband feels that he's lucky that he met her before the accident, otherwise she would forget everything every single day and not even know who he was.
The sources that we used are mirror.co.uk, dailymail.co.uk, and wendysaundersauthor.com.
Time.